This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Bechukaisai, three amazing ideas on Parshas Bechukaisai and the Sefer Pnine Kedem. Number one, Rav Yonis and Aibishitz, Va'achaltem lachmechem la'soiva, v'shavtem lavetach be'artzechem. You will eat your bread in satiety, you will dwell securely in your land. Now, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Ayin that if there's a concern that you might come to anger, you need to leave one third of the tank empty. You should eat a third of your fill, drink a third of your fill, and a third leave empty. Says Rashi, because if your stomach is full and you get angry, the stomach could crack. Maybe in modern terminology, I mean, you could get an ulcer. You know, if you eat too much and drink too much and get angry, you could get an ulcer. However, it says Rabbi Yonis and Aibishitz, the Gemara in the Dharm says Chaf be andaf chabez v'nasan Hashem lecha lev ragaz bebavel. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a protection from anger. The roiges is in Bavel. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, va'achaltem lachmechem lasoiva. Why? Because v'shavtem lavetach ba'artzechem. You'll dwell in Eretz Yisrael, and this will allow you to eat till you're complete full. Your complete fill. This comes from Hagoyin Rav Yeshua Heschel of Lublin. V'naflu oyevechem lefneichem lecharev. Says Rashi, sheyu noiflim lefneichem shaloi kederech ha'aretz. They will fall before you, before you, not in the typical way. What does it mean, not in the typical way? We find by Goliath, Vayipol alpanav arza, he fell head first. Rashi says, really, he should have fell back, like the way people fall. But Hashem didn't want to be Matriach David to go cut off his head, so Goliath fell face first. Here, the pasuk says, V'naflu oyevechem lefneichem, lefneichem. They're going to fall head first. So that's why Rashi says, Sheyu noiflum lechem shaloi kederech ha'aretz. That will be the siman that I will give you the extra siyata d'shmaya that you won't even have to be matriach to cut off the head of the snake. Okay, one more. This is cited from Rav Moshe Kramer, the grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. V'nastem ve'ein roidef. You will be pursued and no one's running after you. Is that extra klala? Not only will you be pursued, but no one's running after you. I mean, isn't that preferable? Would you rather have someone actually running after you? What's the additional klala that nobody's running after you? So we would say, you know, it's bad enough to run away, but to have the psychological anxiety that's built up out of nothing is even more painful. Rav Moshe Kramer said like this, cited from the Sefer Pishnayim. The Medrash says on the pasuk, "Veloikim yivakish es hanirdaf," that even when a tzaddik runs after a rasha, "Veloikim yivakish es hanirdaf," God always champions the underdog. So therefore, you might say, okay, we're being pursued, but at least we have the protection of Elohim Yevakesh Es HaNirdaf. God's going to take our side. He's going to stand up. He's going to champion our cause. No, not in this case, because if there's no Roidef, then you're going to be a Nirdaf without being a Nirdaf. So God won't even champion your cause. He won't even give you the support that He usually offers the Nirdaf. That's the added klala of V'nastem ve'ein roidef. Okay, friends, this was just, you know, a little warm-up. Please join us tonight at 8:30 for our Shiur on Parshas Behar B'chukosai. And you could catch it on the same channel here. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, everyone.
Recording stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.